Northern Kentucky University's School of the Arts is presenting the HMS Pinafore, or The Lass That Loved a Sailor, a comic opera in two acts by W.S. Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan from February 21st to March 1st in their Corbett Theater. Music director Damon Stevens and chorus master Kimberly Lazzari are with me here in the studio tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Damon, please give us just a little background information on this opera, which opened in London in 1878.
Yeah, this was actually Gilbert and Sullivan's first smash hit together. They had done one-act opera, Trial by Jury, before this, and The Sorcerer. But the public really responded to this opera, and it became the second longest-running musical theater piece in history at this point. It had over 500 performances. They had to take it on tour of the English countryside, and unauthorized versions of it popped up all over the United States. So it was a huge success for Gilbert and Sullivan, and really put English-speaking musical theater on the map for the first time.
There's a little bit of comedy worked into the plot too, right?
Oh, it's very funny. It really satirizes the class wars in Great Britain at the time and all about people who probably shouldn't be rising to position of power and how they get there.
Have you made any changes to the original work in this production?
No, we're presenting an authentic version of it, and it's still very relevant today. You know, it's in English, it's very accessible, and people will understand the universal themes of love and frustration at their jobs, all the things we experience today.
This production's happening in 2020, and maybe the attention span of the general audience member might be a little bit shorter. Do you think the audience reactions will be the same as when the show was originally written in the 1870s, given those short attention spans of the, let's say, younger audience members?
Oh, I think so. You know, ironically, it's a lot shorter than most of our contemporary musicals. The running time is just about an hour and a half, maybe, with an intermission. So, you know, I think people will really enjoy it. It's funny. It's got a romance. It has just a ton of tuneful melodies that you'll walk away humming.
It's presented in two acts. How many musical numbers are there?
I'd say there are about 20 or so musical acts. The chorus of sailors starts the show, and then the women have their own number that they come on. And then the writing is brilliant. When they finally sing together, it's very powerful and effective writing.
Okay, so Kimberly, let's start by explaining your title, Chorus Master. What's your role in this production?
I do a little bit of everything. This is sort of a first collaboration between theater and dance and music since the School of the Arts was created in 2015. And so this is sort of our inaugural journey where people from theater and music are collaborating. And so I am sort of co-directing with Cole Perrone, our theater director. My background is in music. I'm an associate professor of voice, and so I am able to work technically with the singers and add a perspective that is unique from a musical background.
What was the experience and maybe even challenges of working with students on this opera by Gilbert and Sullivan? And are there going to be any professionals on the stage in this production?
I would say that our students really are already professionals. They're not only on stage at NKU, but you can find them on stages all around town and throughout the region. They're amazing. And I think that this is giving them a really unique sort of experience in the style of Gilbert and Sullivan, that they will be able to do this style when they graduate and go out into the real world.
What about the set and the costumes for this?
Yeah, they're really playful and sort of storybook. And I think that the audience will be really wowed by this ship on stage and the beauty of the costumes and the colors. I think it's rather grand with some theatrics and ropes and some special effects. So it'll be pretty exciting from that standpoint.
Who's playing the title roles in this one?
Yeah, so we have a number of lead roles. Josephine is Adria Whitville, and Jackson Hurt is Rafe Rackstraw, Dick Deadeye, Joel Parise. We have Buttercup, Ali Davis. Captain Corcoran is Jacob Threadgill. Sir Joseph is Joshua Van Noort.
Sounds great. That sounds great. So Damon, Gilbert and Sullivan, they had a unique partnership. Could you tell us about their history together and how this production of the HMS Pinafore fits into their relationship.
Of course. This was a very unique production in their relationship in that they had not quite yet formed the Richard Doyle Cart Opera Company with the impresario Richard Doyle Cart. They were still kind of beholden to the London theater of the time. And so after their initial run, they had kind of some lawsuits with the theater company, which opened Pinafore, and had to kind of escape the theater company and open their own production at a different theater company. And there were some fights over the scenic design and things like that. Lots of lawsuits. It was all very dramatic at the time. So after this production, they were really able to strike out on their own with Sir Richard Doyle Cart and form the Doyle Cart Opera Company and produce independently their own operas.
It's been said that this opera was a forerunner to modern musical theater. Why is that? How does this one compare to, say, others in the late 1800s?
Wow. Well, that's an excellent question. They really established the format of the finale at this time, creating these beautiful pastiches of music that you've heard throughout the opera. Gilbert and Sullivan knew when they had a hit on their hands. So in the Act Two finale, they're like, hey, we're going to bring back all the greatest hits that you've heard prior to this and send the audience out with a bang. So you'll be humming all of the terrific tunes that they wrote throughout. It really did establish the form of the contemporary musical. I always simplify it for my students and tell them that the first act is kind of like Star Wars, with the Act One finale being the destruction of the Death Star. And then Act Two is simultaneously The Empire Strikes Back, in which new problems are created, and The Return of the Jedi, in which those problems are promptly resolved in a compressed half an hour to 45 minute time span.
I've been talking with Damon Stevens and Kimberly Lazzari about NKU's School of the Arts production of the HMS Pinafore comic opera running February 21st through March 1st in Northern Kentucky University's Corbett Theater. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
And you'll find a link to HMS Pinafore and NKU's School of the Arts at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Andy Ellis.